Campaigning has gone heated in recent days and comes at a precarious time for the new government, which is navigating a sprawling fiscal crisis that could undermine its ability to deliver on promises to boost the economy and create jobs. As you know, Prime Minister Usman Sonko, who is also leading the party PASTEF, which is the governing party, known for his fiery rhetoric, said this week that his supporters have come under attack and urged them to revenge and to take revenge. And this has led to several fighting between supporters of his party and supporters of his other coalition, his main challenger. And that is Samu Sakardu, which is composed of several parties like the old PS party and the former party of President Watt. There were heavy confrontations in the Saint Louis in the north of Senegal, which resulted to so many people, you know, getting serious injuries, and more than 80 people were also arrested.
So, like you said, the high stakes in the election are threatening to spark renewed unrest following a period of calm. What are the priorities for Senegalese voters in this election?
That's a very good question. The priority for Senegalese voters are jobs and the economy, as inflation has squeezed livelihoods and the nation's growing youth population struggling to find employment. And as you can also remember, this new government, before they came to power, that was their slogan, that they will create jobs. And but it is now 6-7 months now, so the youth are not seeing this. And most of the youth are even, you know, taking the back road syndrome to reach Europe. That's what we call when they taking the sea voyages across the Atlantic. And some of them are also crossing the Sahara Desert trying to reach Europe.
Alpha, can you tell us how many electorates are expected to vote this Sunday?
Yes, according to the National Election Commission, more than 7 million registered voters will have the chance to vote for candidates for the 65-seat assembly, chosen between 41 registered parties and coalition. Polls will be open at 8 p.m. and will close at 6 p.m. According to the election body, they have already deployed also all the materials to different polling stations across the country. And they have also sent, you know, I mean, people who are going to supervise these votes as returning officers and people who will be, I mean, working in the polling booths on Sunday.
Today is the final day of campaigning. Can you tell us about the atmosphere in Dakar and its suburbs?
Yes, the atmosphere is very electric, but it's also a little bit worrisome. You know, the main challenger of Mr. Usman Sonko is the mayor of Dakar, Mr. Batlimi Jass. He gave a press conference this morning attacking the local administration, the governor and the prefect for changing their itinerary. Since the campaigning started, the only two people where we have observed or reported, you know, fighting or clashes is between Mr. Usman Sonko and the mayor of Dakar. But all the other parties are also today, they are all finishing their rallies in Dakar. People are worried that there might be trouble, but the Minister of Interior have also said that they are doing everything possible to avoid any confrontation, and they have deployed heavy security all around Dakar and its suburbs.